Venezuela prepares Marxist May Day rallies demanding release of U.S. deported Trenta Aragua illegals. By Christian K. Caruso on April 29, 2025. Socialist dictator of Venezuela Nicolás Maduro announced that his regime will use the upcoming May Day Marxist holiday to demand the liberation of a 2-year-old Venezuelan girl allegedly kidnapped by the U.S., whose illegal alien parents are Trenta Aragua members, and the release of 252 Venezuelan illegals who also belong to the foreign terrorist organization and were deported from the U.S. to El Salvador. "We will turn the Great March on May 1 into a Great March for the freedom of the kidnapped girl in Venezuela and for the freedom of all those kidnapped in El Salvador," Maduro said during the latest broadcast of his weekly show with Maduro Plus. "The Great March on May 1 in Venezuela will be for the freedom of that beautiful girl that we are going to rescue. And she will grow up in her country. And she will have her school, her toys, her friends, her little friends. And she will be a good person. You will see. When we set our minds to something as a people, as a country, we will achieve it," he continued. "I ask for all the support of the Venezuelan people for the effort we are going to make to rescue this kidnapped girl. And to rescue safe and sound, sooner rather than later, the 252 Venezuelans kidnapped in El Salvador." The Maduro regime on Monday issued an official statement accusing the U.S. government of allegedly kidnapping a 2-year-old Venezuelan girl identified as Maycaliz Antonella Espinosa Bernal after her mother was recently deported from the United States, demanding the immediate release of the child and her return to Venezuela. According to the Maduro regime, the child's father was also kidnapped and sent to a concentration camp in El Salvador. "As an unacceptable corollary to this, we also denounce that the father of the girl Maycaliz Espinosa was kidnapped and sent, without any form of trial or court action, to the concentration camp that the Bukele satrap erected in El Salvador," the statement read. It further painted the situation as a modern representation of the death trains that took Jews to the Nazi extermination camps in Eastern Europe during World War II. The Maduro regime, which is vehemently anti-Israel, has repeatedly compared the U.S.'s deportation of Venezuelan illegals and their detention in El Salvador under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to the persecution of the Jewish people under Nazi Germany. The statement followed recent remarks by Venezuelan Interior Minister and actively wanted drug lord Diosdado Cabello, who accused the United States of allegedly kidnapping the child. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, responded to Cabello's claims on Saturday. DHS explained that the child's father, Maker Espinosa Escalona, is a member of Trenta Aragua, a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization, which oversees homicides, drug sales, kidnappings, extortion, sex trafficking and operates a torture house. DHS further explained that it had evidence that the deported mother, identified as Yorlia Scarlett Bernal in Ciarte, oversaw the recruitment of young women for Trenta Aragua drug smuggling and prostitution. Both parents had entered the United States illegally and had final orders of removal issued by a judge. The child was taken off the deportation flight manifest and placed in foster care for her safety in partnership with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Last week, Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele issued a formal proposal to Maduro to send the 252 Venezuelan deportees detained in El Salvador, who are suspected of being Trenta Aragua members, back to Venezuela. The transfer would be in exchange for Maduro releasing 252 of the nearly 900 political prisoners, including Venezuelans, Americans, Israelis, Argentines, Italians, and nationals of over a dozen other countries, who remain unjustly detained in Venezuelan prisons. The Maduro regime rejected the proposal, first in a statement issued by Attorney General Tarek William Saab accusing Bukele of neo-fascism and mimicking Nazi Germany, and then in a statement issued by Foreign Minister Evel Gil. The foreign minister deemed the proposal illegal and morally inadmissible in a confession of alleged human rights violations. The Venezuelan socialist regime traditionally celebrates May Day, or International Workers' Day, by holding mandatory parades or rallies across main cities. The largest such event usually takes place in the capital city of Caracas, where Maduro delivers a speech that local television and radio stations are obligated to transmit under penalty of facing fines or the loss of their broadcasting license. Maduro called for the working class and the armed people to accompany him this month in the upcoming May Day parade to defend the sacred dream of a free homeland, the sacred soil of a heroic land. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.